Norman Bale.
Exciting things are happening in the snow country, where Judy and Jimmy and their friends, the Cinnamon Bear and the Quilt Dragon, are visiting with Santa Claus. You'll remember that Santa ordered Captain Tin Top and a detachment of tin soldiers to the Icicle Forest to battle the bad dolls who stole the Silver Star. Reports came back from the front that the enemy was being led by a strange, unknown creature. A Mabygram from Queen Melissa flashed the news that the Wintergreen Witch had escaped from her prison in Mabyland. Confident that Wintergreen was leading the culprits, Santa rushed more men to the scene of battle. Then, just as we left them last time, Nicky Froodle bounded in to announce that the soldiers had returned victorious. And now we find Santa Claus leading his smiling visitors into his private office where Captain Tin Top, man of the hour, awaits them.
And Captain Tin Top's got the Silver Star? Oh, I'm so glad, Santa Claus.
You bet. Gee, we're awfully grateful.
Oh, sure. Save your thanks for Captain Tin Top. He's waiting for me in my office. Ah, congratulations, Captain.
We have met the enemy and they are out.
Well, that's fine. And the star?
It is here.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
This is Judy, Captain Tin Top.
Your servant, ma'am.
And this is Jimmy, Captain Tin Top.
How do you do, sir?
He's fine, and so am I, now that we have our lovely Silver Star back again.
You bet.
Pardon my intrusion into this joyful occasion, no less joyful to me, I might add. But might I inquire about that large wreath of evergreen which you are carrying in your other hand, Captain?
This is the Quilt Dragon, Captain Tintop.
How do you do? This wreath to which you refer, sir, is all that remains, sir, of the enemy.
Indeed? How so, Captain?
You may recall, sirs and ma'am, that in a previous report, mention was made of unexpected assistance to the resistance of the bad doll.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was the Wintergreen Witch.
Ugh, it makes me shudder to think of her. What happened to her, Captain?
This, ma'am. This is what happened to her. This is the Wintergreen Witch, ma'am.
It sounds right.
Well, how did she get turned into a Christmas wreath, Captain Tintop?
Allow me to come to that later, if I may, sir. Santa Claus, sir, following arrival of reinforcements and intelligences re the ally of the bad dolls, I gave command to surround them in the Icicle Forest. A thickness of icicles prohibiting air attack made necessary concentration of infantry and artillery. May I make suggestions, sir, that artillery is far more effective? There need newer models.
Come now, Captain, come. I'm afraid that will hardly be necessary.
Do not agree, sir, but just a suggestion, sir. Giving orders not to fire until they saw the whites of their eyes.
Jimmy, he sounds like a history book, doesn't he?
We awaited the onset of the foe. With the cunning they are noted for, the bad dolls made their attack quietly, so we were unprepared, to some extent, for their appearance. Buck quickly gave the command to fire the cannon snowballs, and our superior numbers told the tale. Proceeding according to your instructions, sir, ordered the planes aloft with the witch net.
Witch net? So that's how you got old Wintergreen.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Captain, this is Paddy O'Cinnamon, the Cinnamon Bear.
How do you do?
Fine, my military friend, but go on with your story, please.
Proceeding in formation B-2, the squadron flew until they sighted the enemy ally, a green blotch on the white ground.
My, this is exciting.
Whereupon they dropped the witch net, secured the prisoner, and returned to headquarters. As chief in command, the prisoner was placed in my custody along with the defeated bad dolls. I may say, sir, as an officer and a gentleman, sir, I dislike very much the idea of placing a female under arrest, sir. But upon closer association with said female, sir, form different opinions, sir.
I don't blame you, Captain. That old witch was a terror, no mistake at all.
She was a bit of a caution, sir, indeed. Having turned the bad dolls over to the repair factory to be restuffed, inquired of your head foreman, Santa Claus, sir, as to what might be done with the prisoner. Prisoner, not being citizen of Snowland and having no orders as to final disposition of same. Foreman opined that prisoner might be made into something useful, as suggested Christmas wreath. Evergreen for Wintergreen, you know.
So that's how it happened.
Yes, sir. Any further orders, sir?
No, that will be all for the present, thank you, Captain. Except that we would be very happy to have you with us at the banquet.
Banquet? Bless my stuffing.
Oh, Captain Tin Top, you don't know how good it makes us feel to know that mean old Wintergreen Witch can't do anything to us anymore.
And she certainly can't, Judy. I'll see to that personally. I'll hang the wreath right up here in my office, and Nicky and I can both keep an eye on it. And now, how do you all feel toward a little refreshment?
Hmm? Gee, Santa Claus, I think we'd all like it pretty much.
Delighted. Well, when do we eat?
Paddy O'Cinnamon, as one citizen of Maybeland to another, I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, you are you? Well, you can save the shame for yourself. That's what you can
do. No. Stop that quarreling. Well, I take it that you're all in the mood, hmm? Very well. Follow me to the banquet hall.
Somebody pat me on the back. I'm so nice and full, my stuffing's all bunched to the back.
Like this?
Oh, well, a little on that order, Jimmy, but that's enough, thank you.
I stopped counting all the cinnamon buns you were eating after I saw you take the 25th. Patio cinnamon.
I don't suppose you counted all the lime lollipops you had. What a quill cavern you turned out to be.
Jimmy, I think we'd better be getting home pretty soon, don't you?
Yes, I do. You know, I feel sort of, well...
Let down, Jimmy?
Yes, I guess that's it. Gee, we've done so many exciting things, and I guess maybe I'm sort of tired or something. Anyway, it's getting awful close to Christmas, and Judy and I have had a swell time with you, Santa Claus, and, well, we think we ought to go home.
As our adventures together draw to a close, as spokesman for our little party...
And just who appointed you as spokesman?
As spokesman for our little party, may I say a few words?
No.
Thank you. Tears come to my eyes when I contemplate parting from my dear, dear friends, the friends of adversity.
What's that?
I think he means you all went to school together.
But we didn't.
Shh.
But I realize that like all good things, even this, our quest for the Silver Star must come to an end. With laurels on our brow.
What's he talking about?
Just let him rave. He always has to make a speech.
We spend these last few precious moments together. Oh, may I propose a toast?
Well, I think that would be all right, friend Quill.
I propose a toast to those true friends, those stalwart friends, ah me, those friends so soon to depart. lift your glasses of milk, friends. I give you Judy and Jimmy.
Well put. Well, have you all had enough?
Oh, that's fine.
I don't wish to hurry you, but it's getting time to leave. I'm going to take Judy and Jimmy.
And me, Santa. Don't forget me.
Oh, no. I wouldn't forget you, Betty O'Cinnamon. I'm going to take you back with Judy and Jimmy to their attic.
Oh, boy, this is the biggest thrill yet.
You've been so awful kind, Santa. We don't know how to thank you.
Oh, sure. That's all right. That's what Santa Claus is for, to help children find happiness.
Well, what about Quill? Is he going back with us, too?
Oh, no, thank you, Jimmy. I think not. In fact, I've been quite taken with the snow country. I'd like to stay on here for a bit.
Well, that's quite all right. Glad to have you. Oh, Nicky.
Yes, Santa Claus?
Is the sleigh ready?
Just about, Santa Claus. They're filling the last trailer now.
Good. Have you checked everything with my list?
Yes, I did that personally.
Well, all right. And I guess we can start. Come, children. Shake a paw there, Cinnamon Bear. I'll help you up, Judy.
Thank you, Santa, dear.
Now, how about you, Patio Cinnamon? You need any help?
Well, just a little boost, please, Santa Claus.
Will you allow me the pleasure, Patio Cinnamon?
I don't trust you at all, Quilt. But you can do it just this once.
Oh, such a way to regard the friend with whom you've gone through thick and thin.
How come this sudden burst of affection, Quilt? Are you feeling all right?
Oh, quite. Here, let me help you up.
There. Thank you. You know, sometimes you're a good dragon. But only sometimes, mind you. Only sometimes.
Have you got the Silver Star all right, Jimmy?
You bet. Been hanging on to it ever since we got back.
All right. You get in next, Jimmy.
Okay, Santa. Oh, would you please hold the star for me a minute while I get in, Quilt?
Oh, with pleasure, Jimmy. Any little last-minute favor, you know.
Goodbye, dear Quilt. I hate to go away and leave you.
Goodbye, Judy girl. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I'm afraid I may have to weep a few Quilt tears.
Oh, please don't. We'll see you again sometime. Sure we will.
Goodbye, Nicky Froodle. If you ever come to the world with Santa Claus, drop in to see us. I'll show you my magic lantern set.
Maybe I will sometime, Jimmy. Thanks.
Just take a look around, Nicky, and see that all the trailers are fastened securely.
All right, Santa.
Okay, Quilt. You can give me the Silver Star now. Quilt?
Where is he?
Willikers. I don't know. What? He was here just a minute ago.
Well, he must have dropped back to help Nicky. Hi, Quilt.
He's not here, Santa.
Gee, where do you suppose he went?
Look, there he is.
Where, Patty?
Over there, running as fast as he can go.
Jiminy crickets. And he's got the Silver Star.
My, my. And I was just about to remark how beautifully everything was going. That Quilt Dragon is certainly an amazing fellow. After all the adventures he's been through with Judy, Jimmy, and the Cinnamon Bear, who ever would have thought he'd steal the Silver Star again? But he did, and I must say, things look mighty serious. Christmas is just around the corner, and so is Quilt. And if anything's going to happen, it's got to happen quick. Let's listen next time and see if it does.
Supported by the Portland Spirit. The Cinnamon Bear Breakfast Cruise takes place aboard the Portland Spirit every weekend in December through December 27th. Tickets include a plated hot breakfast, a souvenir picture with Cinnamon Bear, and entertainment from a cast of fanciful characters from Maybeland. More information at portlandspirit.com.